As the salmon season begins tapering off, returns across much of western Alaska have been above average this year. But there's one fishery where the commercial harvest is shattering recent records, and that's in Kotzebue. The cause is a mix of Mother Nature and marketing. South of Kotzebue along the Yukon, fisheries managers heard reports yesterday from subsistence users from the mouth of the river all the way to Canada during a recent teleconference. Unfavorable easterly winds by a monarch are keeping a big pulse of fall chum from starting their upriver journey. Managers say they're holding off on commercial openings by the mouth in part due to concerns from upriver communities that they haven't had enough opportunities to get their subsistence needs met. Elsewhere in some areas of the Norton Sound, coho silver salmon runs are on course to break record returns in 2006, rather break records not seen since 2006. That's leading managers to open a 72-hour commercial period in the waters near Unalakleet. But the big news is up north in Kotzebue, in the midst of one of its best commercial chum seasons ever. Part of the reason is an exceptionally strong run size, but dockside economics are playing a role as well.
We just could not have taken advantage of the number of fish that we're getting this year without having three buyers. And all the buyers are quicker this year, just competition.
Seth Kantner has been a commercial fisherman since the 1970s, and he's seen the Kotzebue Sound fishery peak and crash.
The 90s things just kept tapering down, less of us fishing, almost where it was embarrassing to say you were fishing, as people thought of it as sort of a waste of time. And at that point, the prices just kept going to 25 and 23 and 19, 17, and there weren't that many fish some of those years either.
Those prices, Kantner says, are cents per pound for Kotzebue salmon. Kantner says it wasn't long ago that the commercial fishing in Kotzebue was nearly dead. In 2002, with no local buyer, Kantner says he had to pack and ship the fish out himself. The total value of the fishery that year was just over $7,500. More than a decade later, it's a different story. The commercial fleet is expected to pull in about $3 million. That, according to Nate Koch, vice president of Manilik, is partly due to biology from a good brood year, but also the payoff from 5 years of branding.
The other thing is that these fish are being marketed, and the brand that we have, of course, is Arctic Circle Wild Salmon.
Manilik Services is the business arm of the Northwest Arctic Borough's regional nonprofit. Koch says the company is committed to the fishery's long-term development and has spent years brand building at food expos in Asia, Europe, and along the East Coast. A strong brand could help drive prices to where local processing facilities could eventually be built. But now, with three buyers in Kotzebue, he says there's more competition with higher prices paid to fishermen, and in part that's because the companies are coordinating the logistics to get the fish from Kotzebue to Anchorage, typically in 12 hours or less.
We have a charter coming in tonight. It'll come in about 11 o'clock at night, and we'll put, you know, the fish that we've caught between 5 and 11 on that charter to get it down. So all three buyers are really working with the airlines to get that product back to Anchorage in the best possible condition that those fish can be in, so that we can sell them for at a very high marketable price.
It's unlikely the high dock prices and robust returns will repeat year after year, but the fishing fleet's vitality is looking better with enough cash from this season to go toward reinvestment in equipment, making it worth getting back in the water next year. And Koch says during the lean months, the cash injection makes a big difference.
Summertime in this region is the hardest time on people. People get really behind on their ability to pay for those bills and get the necessities that they need for the upcoming winter. This year is different.
Koch and Fish and Game anticipate another 2 weeks or so of commercial openings that are likely to push this year's harvest in Kotzebue up to the third best on record.